Finally, Friday! Hello and warm greetings from Cape Town, South Africa. From me, Neil Hendrikser, with a selection of your favorite, mostly golden oldies and solid Finally Friday favorites, here on Finally Friday on PCJ Radio, part of the PCJ Media Network. You're invited to come cool off for the next hour or so for a really varied mixed bag of songs in today's show, ranging from 1957 to 2003, and a bit later on our World Cup Wake Up. Welcome to all new listeners hearing this on FM in Hertfordshire in England, on South Hearts Radio. I'm glad to have you along too. But for now, without further ado, a song that's long overdue here on Finally Friday. Kick back, chill out. This is Finally Friday.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Come on Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good.
She is out of sight.
Gary Moore's 1987 version of the Australian group The Easy Beats' much-covered 1966 composition Friday on My Mind, opening the show today. And in 2001, that original by The Easy Beats was voted the best Australian song of all time. Thanks for tuning in, or clicking in, for today's Finally Friday, and a special thanks to those of you who've mailed me, either via Live365 or PCJ Media, via my own personal email address, and of course via Facebook. I'll be giving out my contact details on the other side of these three. First up, from the classic Rumours album of 1977 by Fleetwood Mac, You Make Loving Fun.
Our dreams come true. The sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true. For me and you.
CJ Radio. turn. And when it comes, you can see me standing there. Georgie, I'm telling you, I'll be standing there to hold your hand, to kiss your lips, to say, please love me.
Georgie by Dutch group Pussycat from 1977. A big hit for them here in South Africa that year, and also in their home country, the Netherlands. And thanks for your email, John van den Steen in the Netherlands. Thanks for your kind sentiments expressed therein. And before Pussycat, for Warren Farrow in the UK, an expat South African who says that song by Cliff Richard, Summer Holiday, from the 1963 movie of the same name, reminds him of days in the sun at the sea at Muizenberg here in the Cape. And also for Irene Hutchinson here in Plumstead in Cape Town, surely one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Sir Cliff Richard fan in the world. And also the Outlet, South African group from the early 70s, with that one from 1970, and essay number 2 that year, Working on a Good Thing. To contact me, mail Finally Friday at telkomsa.net. I remind you, Telkom is spelled with a K, T-E-L-K-O-M, so Finally Friday at telkomsa.net. Or just go to the PCJ Media website at www.pcjmedia.com. There you'll find a Finally Friday page with a link for you to mail me. You're more than welcome to send me your comments, requests, complaints, whatever. And also, if you're on Facebook, of course you can contact me via the Finally Friday Facebook group called just that, Finally Friday. To join the group, just click on Join Group and that's it. It's that easy. There you'll find PCJ radio program schedules and the like, and we can always chat live online too. It'll be great to hear from you, however you decide you want to contact me. And a warm welcome to the latest members to join that Facebook group. Some of you, I have no idea where you are located in the world, but here are the last 20 or so members to join, who have all joined in the last week. Lucille Botma in Bloemfontein here in South Africa, then Three Folk, I'm not sure where you are, Aaron Yip, Ashley Crocker and Claudia Fong, Tina De Silva in London, England, Gloria Hearn, I think you're in Australia, Gloria, Colleen Titus in Sydney, Australia, Kathy Dipnell in George on the southern coast of South Africa, Macy Oosthuizen, who I think is in Canada, Sharon Pinard here in Brackenfell in the Cape, just around the corner from where I am, not far at all from where I am. Bridget Tort, as well as Christal Tort in Cape Town. Derek Kellerman, Derek, I think you're in Australia too. Chrissy Brandt in Manchester, England. Juliana Capes in Portugal. Beverly Kotze in Milnerton here in the Cape. DXA Dave in The Hague in Netherlands. Warza Bones Cullinan, I think in Canada somewhere. Gary Leo. And Manuel Carvalho in Mackay in Sydney, Australia. Many thanks to all of you for joining the Facebook Finally Friday group, and I'll be acknowledging as many group members as possible in the upcoming weeks. Also, I'm looking for some really lekker braai recipes to read out here on the show. So if you have any typically South African special braai recipes or tips, etc., please mail them to me so we can share them with the rest of the world. And for the rest of the world, a braai is called a barbecue in most parts of the world, but here in South Africa, we call it a braai. And we're pretty particular about our braais here in South Africa, and although the coal fire is becoming more popular in this country, the old-fashioned wood fire is still the real way to go. And I'll be sharing some braai information, shall we call it, with you in future editions of Finally Friday. So send me your braai recipes, etc., I'll post a discussion topic in the Finally Friday Facebook group, or if you get there before me, why not start the braai discussion topic? Next, 4 Finally Friday favorites in a row, including Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, Badfinger, and Patsy Cline. But first up, this one from 2003 for one of the younger Finally Friday listeners, Stella Feely in the UK. This is by Artcast, and it's called Hey Ya.
1, 2, 3, 2. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want a but can't stand to see me walk out the door? Don't try to fight the feeling, cause the thought alone is killing me. Mom and
at it, just don't get it, cause there's nothing at all. We get together, oh, we get together, but separate's always better when there's feelings involved. If what they say is nothing is forever, then what makes, 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 then y'all don't wanna hear me, you just wanna dance. Oh, oh.
CJ Media website.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy crazy for loving you.
requested by a few folk, an evergreen favorite here on Finally Friday, Patsy Cline's 1961 classic Crazy. With Bad Fingers, UK and US top 10 hit No Matter What from 1971 after that, and Gary Puckett and the Union Gap's US number 7 from 1968, Over You, especially for Colleen here in Paarl in the Cape. And opening those three, the Grammy Award winning US number 1, number 20 on the Billboard Hot 100 Hits of the Decade, Outkast with Heya. Back to more music shortly, but first, time to catch a World Cup wake up. Over the last couple of weeks, I've looked back briefly at the FIFA World Cup tournaments from the inaugural competition of 1930 up to 1978. And up to that point, the World Cup holders were Argentina, who won their first World Cup on home soil in 1978, with Brazil previously taking three World Cup titles in 1958, 1962 and 1970. Uruguay won twice in 1930 and 1950, as did Italy in 1934 and 1938, and West Germany too, who won in 1954 and 20 years later in 1974, while England and Argentina, of course, each had their one World Cup triumph. Today we're going to scan through the finals of the 1980s and 1990s. The 1982 finals held in Spain saw the Italians equaling the feat of the Brazilians, winning their third FIFA World Cup, beating West Germany 3-1 in the final in Madrid. 1986 saw the tournament move to Mexico for the second time, Mexico having previously hosted the 1970 finals. And this was the first time a nation had procured the much sought-after FIFA Festival of Football on two occasions. And it was Argentina, led by the inspirational Diego Maradona, who took their second World Cup title by beating the hapless West Germans, losing finalists in Madrid 4 years earlier by 3-2, in front of 115,000 spectators at the Azteca Stadium in Mexico. So, on to the 90s and the 1990 finals held in Italy, the second time the Italians were to host the prestigious tournament. And it was sweet revenge for the West Germans for 4 years earlier, with the Germans this time beating the Argentinians 1-0 in an uninspired final held in Rome to give the West Germans, like Brazil and Italy, their third World Cup triumph. In 1994, for the first time in the history of the World Cup, the finals moved to a continent other than Europe or South America when the USA were awarded the FIFA World Cup finals. And two giants of world football, Brazil and Italy, as they had in the 1970 final, again came face to face in that final. In a tightly contested affair, after full time and extra time, no one had scored and it was left to a penalty shootout for Brazil to emerge victorious, winning 3-2 on penalties, and again cementing themselves as world conquerors, taking their fourth title. So on to 1998 and off to France, who had previously hosted the 1938 finals. This time, however, the French emerged as victors, taking their first World Cup ever, thrashing previous holders, the Brazilians, 3-0 at the Stade de France in Paris. So, up to the end of the previous century, 16 FIFA World Cup finals had taken place, Brazil with 4 final victories, Italy and West Germany each with 3, Argentina and Uruguay with 2 apiece, and England and France each with 1 triumph. Next week we'll look back to the previous two World Cup tournaments held in 2002 and 2006 as we turn back the World Cup clock and catch a World Cup wake up here on Finally Friday with me, Neil Hendrickser, on PCJ Radio, part of the PCJ Media Network. But now for Patricia in Germiston in Johannesburg, and for all the ladies out there, time to rock with Shania Twain.
Let's go, girls.
Going out tonight, I'm feeling alright. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise, really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions, make no confessions. Yeah.
fresh runaway.
New gladly.
Brand new angle, highly commendable.
Seaside rendezvous. You're so romantic. Can we do it again?
Can we do it again sometime?
Ooh, I like that.
Fantastic. C'est la vie, madame, et messieurs. And I'm the amigo of Caesar with that geranium. This time of year,
it's so fashionable.
Just keep right on dancing.
What a damn jolly good idea.
It's such a jollification, as a matter of fact.
So très charmant, my dear. Underneath the moonlight, together we'll shine across the sea. Revelizing every night.
Meantime,
I ask you to be my Valentine. You say you'd have to tell your daddy if you can be your so adorable.
Seaside rendezvous.
Woo!
Seaside rendezvous.
Give us a kiss.
Join the Finally Friday group on Facebook.
When your baby leaves you all alone and nobody calls you on the phone, don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Come on, baby, cry to me. When you're all alone in your lonely room and there's nothing, no, but the smell of perfume, don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Come on, baby, oh, cry to me. To come late in the midnight hour, and there is no one. Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Come on, baby. Oh, cry to me. And don't you know that loneliness, loneliness is
acknowledged as the biggest local South African hit ever, requested by Peter Stewart in Copenhagen, Denmark, Mr. Carto's Cry to Me, which spent an astonishing 38 weeks on the South African pop charts in 1969, occupying the number one position for 3 weeks. And last week we listened to three songs by South African artists, all from 1968. Well, there was the top South African hit of 1969, the Staccatos with Cry to Me. Opening those three, Canadian crossover country star Shania Twain, with her Grammy Award-winning song written by her husband and producer, Mutt Lange. I think that the two of them are still married. That one for Patricia in Joburg, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. And in between those two, from the landmark and Night at the Opera album by Queen, from 1975, a short sample of the dramatic, brilliant composing, vocal, musical, and arranging skills of the late, great Freddie Mercury, Queen with Seaside Rendezvous. You're listening to Finally Friday with me, Neil Hendrikse, here in Cape Town, South Africa, on the PCJ Media Network. You can get the show every Friday and all week on PCJ Radio Online via live365.com or the PCJ Media website at www.pcjmedia.com. Also available there as a podcast for download anytime. Follow the links on the Finally Friday page of the PCJ Media website or on www.radioforall.net. It can also be heard on FM in Hertfordshire, England, on South Hearts Radio on weekends at 90.9 FM to South East Hearts, 97.9 FM for West Hearts, and 102.5 FM for North Hertfordshire. And soon, Finally Friday will also be available on FM in Illinois, USA, via KDX Radio, and to Cuba via Radio Taino in Havana. Watch the PCJ Media website for details of that. Now, Mandy Rawlings, a regular Finally Friday listener, mailed me requesting something by Tommy Steele. Who remembers Tommy Steele? The British musician, singer, actor, who I remember from the movie Half a Sixpence when I must have been about 6 or 7 years old. And he was in many other movies too. Well, you asked for him, Mandy, and here he is with his UK number one from 1957, Singing the Blues.
The way. Well, I never had more like crying all night, cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got to sing in the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. My family never more like running away. Why should I go? Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got to sing in the blues.
This is Finally Friday on PCJ Radio.
Blue Hotel on a lonely highway.
Happily Singing the Blues with Tommy Steele in 1957, a song which Guy Mitchell had a U.S. number one with, and both of them were number ones in January 1957, to 1987's Blue Hotel by Chris Isaak. We've just about come to the end of the show today, but we do still have time for another one pop classic requested by Marcel van Heerden here in Cape Town. Remember to contact me, mailfinallyfriday@telkomsa.net, or you can find me by going to www.facebook.com/Neil Hendrickser or www.facebook.com/finallyfriday, or just go to the PCJ Media website at www.pcjmedia.com. To end the show today, two great musicians together with Ebony and Ivory.
Ebony and Ivory live together in perfect harmony, side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh Lord, why don't we? We all know that people are the same wherever you go. There is good and bad in everyone. We learn to live, we learn to give each other what we need to survive, together alive. Ebony and Ivory live together in perfect harmony, side by side on my piano keyboard.
And UK number one from 1982, Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney, closing Finally Friday today with a McCartney composition, Ebony and Ivory. Thanks for the requests and the mail, always much appreciated. Please do keep them coming. Thanks to Derek here in the studio, and especially many thanks to you for taking time out to come chill out with me here on Finally Friday. Please take care of yourselves, have a fantastic weekend and week ahead. From me to you, peace, cheer, and joy. Until next time, from here in the Mother City, Cape Town in South Africa, I'm Neil Hendrickser, saying cheers.
Ah, ah, ah.